Welcome to Managing Care Quality Improvement with the Qualitizer Process, the podcast for registered managers who want to lead with confidence, refine skills, and achieve exceptional results in service quality improvement. I'm Leslie Shaw, founder of Registered Care Manager and creator of the Qualitizer Process, and I'm here to provide you with trusted tools, practical tips, and actionable insights to help you succeed. Let's dive in and take the next step in your quality improvement journey. Welcome to Managing Care Quality with the Qualitizer Process. I'm Leslie Shaw, and in this mini-series, over the next 5 episodes, I will be sharing some ideas and plans to help you thrive in 2025. Over the next 5 episodes, I'm dedicated to helping you as leaders in the health and social care sector prioritise your well-being so you can better support your teams and the people you care for. I know firsthand how easy it is to get caught in the daily grind, feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and trapped in the belief that stress is just part of the job. For far too long, I accepted that burning out was inevitable, always thinking tomorrow will be better. But then life had a different plan for me. After a stroke, I was forced to stop in my tracks. It was a wake-up call that taught me something so simple yet so crucial. You have to take self-care seriously. Through that experience, I realised the importance of having the right tools to manage stress, maintain my health, and to stay productive. And now I want to share those tools with you. I've learned that self-care isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. It's something that has to be woven into the very fabric of how we work and live. It's the foundation for being effective, resilient, and most importantly, healthy in our roles as managers in health and social care. I see so many posts on social media, and I talk to many registered managers who admit that they are on the brink of burnout. It's all too common. And I'm here to say burnout is not an option. In this series, we're going to dive into the strategies, habits, and mindset shifts that will help you make self-care a way of working, a way of operating. Because when you care for yourself, you can care for others more effectively. So, if you're ready to take charge of your health and well-being while still being an effective, compassionate leader, you're in the right place. Let's get started on this journey together. Today's episode is all about recharge, a vital part of maintaining your energy, focus, and motivation as a manager in the health and social care sector. As you know, being a registered manager comes with an incredible amount of responsibility, from managing a busy day to looking after your team, service users, and often balancing your personal life. It's easy to feel like you're running on empty. In fact, we often get so caught up in the hustle and the bustle that we forget about one very important thing: ourselves. We push through exhaustion, thinking that tomorrow will be better, that we just can't keep going. But here's the truth. You cannot give your best if you're running on empty. Just like our phones, we need to recharge ourselves regularly, or we risk burning out. This episode is all about how you can recharge your body and mind to come back stronger, healthier, and more focused, so you can continue being the amazing manager that you are. So let's dive in. I want to share 6 tips to recharge yourself and come back stronger. Tip 1 is revisit your goals. One of the quickest and the most effective ways to recharge is to take a moment to revisit our goals. Now, I know what you're thinking, goals again. That's something we do in the new year. Well, I want to tell you, you don't need to wait for a new year to do goals. And you certainly shouldn't wait for another year to check whether you actually achieved the goals you set. Time to start today. Just by taking 15 minutes to reflect on where you are and where you're heading can be a real game changer. Because when you have a clear vision for your personal goals, it reignites your motivation and it gives you a renewed sense of direction. And this isn't just about professional goals or goals for your care service, though of course they're important. Look at all aspects of your life: health, fitness, relationships, career, social life, finances, and most importantly, your quality of life. So, for example, I found that when I focus on personal goals like spending time with my family, planning holidays, and improving my horse riding, it actually helps me stay more focused and motivated for work. Achieving personal goals builds momentum, and that positive energy can carry over into your professional life. So don't wait until everything slows down. Take a few minutes now, grab a pen and paper, and just jot down your goals across all areas of your life. This will give you the focus and clarity you need to keep moving forward. Tip two is get moving. We've all heard it, I know, but I can't stress it enough. Exercise is one of the best ways to recharge your body and mind. Now, I know what you're thinking. I'm too busy to exercise. How can I possibly find the time? And I get it. It's a catch-22. We feel too tired to exercise, but we know exercise will make us feel better. But here's the thing. You don't need a full workout session to recharge. Just 10 minutes of movement every day can work wonders. And the key to this is finding something you enjoy, so it feels like fun and not another chore or another thing on your to-do list. So, for instance, if you love music, take a few minutes to dance around the living room to your favourite song. Or if you're managing a care home, join the residents, put some music on, and boost not just yourself, but your staff and your residents. It doesn't matter, obviously, if you're not a dancer, just the rhythm and the movement is amazing. And it takes about four songs to get 10 minutes of exercise, and you'll instantly feel better. Or if you've got children or grandchildren, take time to turn playtime into exercise time. When you go to the bar, the park, kick a ball around, run around with them, it's a win-win because you get active while you're spending quality time with loved ones. And another really simple way to add movement into your day is to take the stairs instead of the lift. It's something so simple, and yet how often do we not do it? But you'd be amazed at how much it can benefit both your physical health and your mental clarity. And even a few flights of stairs can help wake up the body and clear your mind. And let's not forget something that many of us do overlook: housework and gardening. Cleaning your home or doing the gardening is exercise. And if it's something that you enjoy, then again, it's a win-win. Because not only does it get you moving, but it gives you a sense of accomplishment too. You're improving your environment and you're feeling energized once it's done. Tip three is connect and help others. Helping others is one of the most powerful ways to recharge. When we give back, whether it's through helping a colleague, supporting a resident or service user, or spending time with family, it gives us a sense of purpose and fulfillment. And as a registered manager, you're already doing this in many ways, but sometimes it's easy to get bogged down by the tasks that feel draining. So make sure you build in moments of connection, those aspects of your role that bring you joy and allow you to support others. For example, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I make sure to spend some time with the people who energize me. Whether it's checking in with my team or offering support or simply spending quality time with service users, these moments help me feel grounded and connected. It's the parts of my job I truly enjoy that act as a reminder of why I do it. So find your own go-to moments during the day. whether it's a quick chat with a colleague or a small act of kindness, connecting with others can act as a powerful recharge for your soul. Tip four, declutter your space. It may sound really simple, but decluttering your environment can have a huge impact on your mental energy. When you clear away the physical clutter around you, it frees up mental space and helps you focus on the things that matter. So take some time to declutter your office, your home, or even your computer. A clean, organized workspace can help you concentrate better, think more creatively, and feel less stressed. And personally, I find that when my office is organized and tidy, I feel so much more productive. If my desk is covered with papers and files, I just can't focus. A quick tidy up helps me recharge mentally and get back to work with a fresh perspective. And it's not just about your desk. Think about your digital life too. Clean up your inbox, organize your files, and streamline your calendar. The less time you spend looking for files or finding an email, the more energy you will have for what truly matters. Tip five, spend quality time with loved ones. One of the most refreshing ways to recharge is to spend quality time with those you care about. And it's easy to get caught up in the daily grind and let weeks slip by without truly connecting with family or friends. But here's the thing, quality time means focused time. Not being in the room physically, but mentally in your head, being at work, thinking of all the things you have to do or you haven't done. I always find that if I take time out for my loved ones, I feel way more balanced. So whether it's having a proper conversation, sharing a meal together, or simply being present with them, it helps to recharge emotional batteries. And plan time for these small, intentional moments. Arrange to meet up with a friend, go for a walk with your partner, or play with your children. These connections will remind you of what really matters, and they'll recharge your emotional reserves. Tip six, take a super mini break. Finally, let's talk about taking mini breaks. In our busy life, it's easy to think that we need a long holiday to recharge. But the truth is, you can benefit from small breaks throughout the day. These mini breaks allow you to step away from your usual routine, reset, and come back with fresh energy. Sometimes a short walk around the block or a trip to a nearby coffee shop can do wonders. And for me, it's visiting the stables and riding my pony after a long day at work. It's my go-to way to de-stress and recharge. You don't need to go far. The key is to change your environment and get your body moving in a different way. This allows your mind to reset and you'll return to work with more focus and clarity. So there you have it. Six tips to recharge yourself and come back stronger. And remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Recharging is just as important as the work you do, and it's essential for your long-term health and effectiveness. If you're ready to start putting these tips into action, be sure to download the Recharge workbook in the notes. It's packed with practical exercises and reflections to help you implement these tips into your daily routine. You can find the link in the show notes, and I encourage you to download it and get started. Thank you for joining me on this first episode of the Thrive in 2025 mini-series. In our next episode, we're going to dive into strategies to help you re-engage and thrive in your role without burning out. Until next time, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Thank you for tuning in to Managing Care Quality with the Qualitizer Process. I hope today's episode has provided you with valuable insights and practical tools to help you on your quality improvement journey. Remember, you don't have to do this alone. We're here to support you every step of the way. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with others and don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an update. I'd love to hear your thoughts, so feel free to leave a review or connect with me directly. Until next time, take the lead, keep improving, and continue to make a positive impact in the care you provide. Join us again soon.